What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, founder of This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the Aladdin. The first teaser trailer for the live action version has gone out last week. So I wanted to share our thoughts. They kind of teased Will Smith put out a poster first off, showing off the Aladdin lamp and say it's coming out in May 2019. We got to see the first trailer. So James, what did you think of it first off?
It was fine. It was very CGI. Lots and lots of computer graphics. The sand, the city, going into the Cave of Wonders, you know, when the lion head first pops up. It's all just very CGI. I think, in fact, the only thing in the trailer or the teaser, whatever you want to call it, that wasn't was, I actually don't know his name, but the main actor, the guy who's playing Aladdin as he reaches for the lamp. And it was just like, so my initial impression, the first thing I thought was, why are you remaking an animated movie if you're just going to animate it in a different form?
Yeah, it's funny. This is kind of, I'll be honest. So I watched the trailer and I was like, okay. It did feel like you say, it felt like it was just a CGI version of the movie. And, you know, it was playing all the right tones of the right music and the stuff just to remind you what it's about. And obviously, like, Igo kind of being teased, being the parrot of a little bit of familiarity and the Cave of Wonders and then the land. So a lot of it to me was about preying on that nostalgia feel for it, because that's kind of where it's coming from. I'm still not sold on these live action versions. I'm still very tepid on them. I'm not sure what Disney are doing. These feel like low effort, maximum income. If they do all right, they're fine, but they're very lazy in terms of, and they've got a string of them coming out of them, and I'm not excited about a single one of them, because I'd rather see something new. If I wanted to watch Aladdin, I just watch Aladdin. I don't feel like a live-action version is going to make it any better. And this trailer didn't... I mean, the big thing for me is going to be seeing what Will Smith's like. Will Smith could make this movie for me, because I'm a big Will Smith fan. Been a big fan since I was a kid, watching Fresh Prince. I've pretty much watched probably most of his movies. Kind of gone off as the time's gone on. He's less and less, generally less bit funny, as he's got a little bit more serious. But let him off the loose, he could be quite fun. So I'm going to wait and see what the genie's like. But yeah, first impressions are okay. It looks like you're remaking Aladdin, and that kind of seems to be as far as I can go.
Right. So people will remember or not, I actually did enjoy the Beauty and the Beast remake, but even then I was kind of like, what's the point of this? Sure, it was fun seeing it in live action. It was fun seeing Cinderella in live action when that was done, but there is an overwhelming feeling of, do I need to see this movie? Is there a reason for this movie to exist? You're not telling anything that the original movie isn't doing. Beauty and the Beast added in a couple extra songs from the musical. It tried to tie up some loose plot points, like how old is the Beast and what happened to Belle's mother and stuff like that. But ultimately, very, very small things. And it's like, yeah, did you kind of really need to do this? I never saw Jungle Book. The fact of the matter is, if not for doing this podcast, chances are very good I probably wouldn't even see Aladdin or Lion King or any of the other movies until they came out on DVD or on HBO or something like that. It's just, this is the current Disney generation's version of all of those home-to-video sequels that we had back in the 90s. You know, Lady and the Tramp 2, Bambi 2, Cinderella 2 and 3, and Little Mermaid 2. It's like, we see what you're doing. You're banking on something that you expect will automatically make money, and so far they have. I mean, all three of the live-action ones that I can think of offhand did fairly well at the box office.
We had what? Maleficent?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Maleficent and Into the Woods.
And well, Into the Woods wasn't really a remake, was it? Yeah.
No. Maleficent and Into the Woods were not remakes. They were story from the other point of view, which actually I have a bit more tolerance for those.
Yeah.
But we've had Cinderella, we've had Jungle Book, and we've had Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I always kind of put Maleficent in, like, that was the start of it. Maleficent, I didn't like. I didn't like the movie at all. I don't like Angelina Jolie. If something about her just doesn't work for me. Into the Woods wasn't really a I don't really class that as a remake. I kind of thought that was a bit fun at the time, but it is a bit there. But Cinderella and Beauty and the Beast, I didn't like. I waited till they came available to rent, rented them. I'm not the target audience. Cinderella was just dull and boring to me. And Jungle Book was okay. I'll give the Jungle Book credit that it did it very well. It was probably the better one. I mean, I love the fact that they didn't do it as a remake. They took away a lot of the songs, and they took away a lot of the core stuff of the Jungle Book, but they did it in a different way, and it looked, the animals and stuff, it worked more. That's why it's like Lion King is one of my favorite Disney movies, but the Jungle Book did it in a way that it felt a little bit different. It didn't just do a carbon copy of it, whereas I feel like the other two were, you could have done scene on scene, and I didn't like either of the leads in either of those two. It just didn't. Those two movies didn't work. So I'm going into Aladdin very, very with low expectations. And I probably might just wait till it comes out to rent or buy the Blu-ray, because I've just got very little interest in going to cinema to see it. And this trailer did not do anything for me. It's going to be the Will Smith characters, the only thing that might get me in, because again, the genie made the first movie. He took the genie out, it would have been a really dull movie.
Well, I mean, we don't know what they would have replaced the genie with if he wasn't in the first, or if they'd had a different actor do genie. But yeah, Will Smith is going to be the make or break. Not because it's Will Smith, but because it's the genie character. If he goes in trying to imitate Robin Williams,
yeah,
it's not going to work, because you can't out Robin Williams, Robin Williams.
No.
If he tries to put his own spin on it, then you've got a 50-50 chance. Because Will Smith is a very talented actor, no question about it. And he could potentially put a very interesting, unique spin on the genie. But it could also just be Will Smith phoning it in for a paycheck. We don't know what's going to happen. It's been a while since Will Smith has had a really big hit movie under his belt.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, we didn't get any of the genie in this, so we don't have anything in the trailer, the teaser, to go off of. But I don't think we're alone in this. I think that the general audience apathy towards the live-action remakes is starting to show through. There was almost no reaction to this movie on social media. I mean, there was a brief blip when it first came out, and then it just disappeared. It was gone immediately. Honestly, when we were just talking like what we're going to be talking about this week, going over the bits, I was like, oh yeah, that came out. I watched it and now I've already forgotten about it. So
yeah,
we'll see. This could be, not this movie in particular, but this group of movies could be the movies that end up getting all the papers written about them after the fact of what was Disney thinking, or what was the idea behind this? Did it work? Did it not work? And I'm kind of leaning towards not working right now. And again, unlike you, I did actually enjoy Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella. I just didn't think they had any particular reason to exist.
Yeah. I mean, obviously with like Mulan, we've got Mulan and Lion King.
Lion King.
They've
announced some other ones.
Do something different. Do something.
Lilo and Stitch. They just announced Lilo and Stitch as the live. That's gonna be weird. That's one of the hardest ones to translate to real.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just gonna be interesting what they do with it. It's like next year, looking at the new lineup of the movies, and the one that actually stands out more to me is this Artemis Fowl or something like that. Can't think of how to pronounce it.
Yeah,
and it's because, do you know why it stood out to me? Was because I looked at a whole range of movies and I'm going, I don't know what that is. That's brand new, and that's what I'm interested in. It instantly stood out because it was like, I think it's some sort of spy book series.
It's a young adult series, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was that kind of thing of like, that is new. I mean, obviously, we've got Captain Marvel and we've got Avengers and all the rest of it, but it was that kind of feeling of like, that is a brand new franchise, something fresh and original. And that's kind of, rather than Dumbo, because we got Dumbo coming out in February. You know, I don't know. It might change. I think maybe once Disney get the 20th Century Fox movies under their belt, they might feel a little bit less inclined to keep churning out so many, because they've got other stuff coming. But who knows? But we'd love to know what you guys think of the Aladdin teaser trailer. I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. Get in touch with us, let us know. You can find us on YouTube. You can subscribe there. That'd be great if you could. You can also find us on all the different podcast platforms. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
Remember to check us out over at thiskingdom.com, and we shall see you guys soon. Laters.
Later.